Welcome to The Fountain, where it's our desire to connect with God, to grow in Jesus, and to engage the world in His name. As you listen to this message, we pray that you allow God to speak to your heart, and that His words might motivate you to life change. Come to The Fountain, a place where you belong.
Well, good morning. You guys are looking good this morning. We'll be continuing our series on clearing the hurdles. Now, in this series of messages, we are looking at the things that prevent us from living the abundant life that God desires for us to live. And I appreciate Pastor Mike and Pastor Aaron, who've done a great job the last 2 weeks as we've addressed the hurdle of self and the hurdle of unbelief. Now, if you missed one or both of these messages, they're available online at our website, thefountain.church. Go and listen to them. Be blessed by them. Well, this morning we'd like for us to look at another hurdle, the hurdle of guilt. Guilt and shame. You know, I have one desire for our time together this morning, and that is for everyone who desires to walk out of this room confident that their sin is forgiven and their past is just that. The past. You know, I believe that in a group this size, there could be many that are carrying the burden of past failures, mistakes that we've made, people we've hurt, wrong decisions, times when we've not been obedient unto the Lord. And if we're not careful, those sins of the past can dominate our present. They can affect how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about approaching God. So my simple prayer this morning is that for everyone who desires to walk out of this room confident that their sin is forgiven and that they've been washed in the blood of Jesus, that cleansing blood of Jesus, walk out of this room as a redeemed, beloved child of God. In that knowledge, to walk out that door knowing that you're not guilty anymore. Many, as I said, struggle with guilt and shame. And that guilt and shame can cause us to feel unworthy. It can cause us to feel that we cannot approach God freely as He desires. Because we say, I simply have, God cannot accept me, God cannot receive me after all that I've done. People find it difficult to approach God and to have that living, personal, intimate relationship that He wants to have with them. Shame prevents us from intimacy with God. It blocks our intimacy with God because it makes us feel unworthy and distant. We don't appropriate His forgiveness, His grace and His mercy that is so freely given. We just almost say it's just too good to be true. And it is too good, but it is true. What's the difference between guilt and shame? Guilt is what takes place when a person realizes their failure. False guilt, which is what Satan is known to throw at us, is where the sin has been repented of and forgiven, but Satan still wants us to feel guilty and to see ourselves associated with our painful past. Now, if we do that long enough, if we allow unresolved guilt to exist in our lives, that will turn to shame. This morning, what I'm speaking of is false guilt or unresolved guilt, because it can lead to shame. Because actually, guilt in itself is not a bad thing, right? Because the Scripture tells us that guilt, you know, we sin before God, we're disobedient, we should feel guilty. But that guilt should lead us to conviction, which says, I'm sorry, I am convicted of my sin. And then that conviction should lead us to repentance. So see, guilt is not a bad thing. To feel guilty of our sin leads us to conviction of our sin, which leads us then to repentance of our sin and have that guilt dealt with. Now, if we do not appropriate God's forgiveness for our guilt, it becomes unresolved guilt, and it can become shame, which will prevent us from feeling and knowing that we are welcome into the presence of God. So no matter what has occurred in our lives, no matter what we've done, there is no limit to God's forgiveness. We cannot allow our past mistakes to become a hurdle that prevents us from the abundant life that God calls us to. You can think of the worst thing you have ever done. That is forgiven through the blood of Christ. We're not guilty anymore. When we receive His mercy and grace, and we repent of our sin and ask for forgiveness, that guilt is washed away. False guilt or unresolved guilt is what Satan uses, a weapon of Satan, to rip apart countless believers. Guilt is seeing what you've done. Shame is seeing yourself as a failure because of what you've done. If we allow guilt to go unresolved in our lives, for whatever reason, that guilt can become what the Bible calls a stronghold. A stronghold is really just a way of looking at it. It's just a place where Satan can grab a hold of you and hold on. That's a stronghold, a spiritual stronghold. If there is the stronghold that is a result of unresolved guilt, we welcome Satan, the accuser of the brethren, right? He exists to accuse us. We allow him to take hold of our lives in that place of stronghold. It's a stronghold that we could name shame. When we continue to meditate, think about our past failures, we are allowing a stronghold to be constructed in our lives. Unresolved guilt leads to shame, and shame can become a destructive stronghold in our lives. With me? So what does the Bible say? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Through God to what? To the pulling down of strongholds. The pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So here we have God's direction, His Word, on how to deal with strongholds in our lives. And this morning I'm looking specifically at the stronghold of shame. In this passage, in an imagination, where it says casting down imaginations, imaginations is an image in your mind that is incorrect in this passage. It's untrue. An imagination is something that you begin to meditate on that is not God's truth. It's not reality. It's an imagination. And this scripture clearly tells us that through spiritual warfare and through the mighty works of God, we can have these imaginations dealt with, these false ideas dealt with. We can see who we are really in Christ, that we are forgiven, we are bought by the blood of Christ. There is no weapon formed against us. And these strongholds can be demolished if we will not continue to allow them to exist through believing something that's false. Cling to the truth of God's Word, and it will set you free from the stronghold, even the stronghold of shame. We've got to understand that we are blood-bought, blood-washed, forgiven children of God, and that there should be no other identity that begins to creep into our minds. Who you are in Christ, knowing who you are in Christ, I believe is the most important thing you can know in life. I believe it's the thing that Satan fears most, is you discovering who you are in Christ. Because once you know who you are in Christ, He has no power over you. He has no power whatsoever over you as a child of God. So He doesn't want us to know who we are in Christ. Forgiven, washed in the blood, cleansed. He wants to keep us imagining, thinking these false thoughts that we are not worthy, that we have made too many mistakes, and that God could never love us, and we are filthy sinners, when in Christ, we are just the opposite. Oh yeah, we are all sinners saved by grace. Saved by grace. That stronghold that we allow to develop in our lives, in our minds, affects how we approach our Heavenly Father. And I remember as a little boy, you know, doing something wrong, and man, having to approach the Father was not always something I look forward to. You know, sometimes it resulted in a whooping. You ever had a whooping? That's worse than a whipping. But you know something about my dad that I remember even more than the whoopings. I remember when it was over. All done. He'd had his say. He had disciplined me. I had realized the error of my ways. He said, this is going to hurt me more than it is you. And I never understood that. But you know what I remember most about it? I can go back to that moment like it was yesterday. Him taking me in his arms and saying, now boy. He'd call me boy. Now boy, it's over. That's over with. That's done. I love you. You see, and I didn't have to worry about it anymore. My sin had been forgiven. You know, that's the voice of our Father this morning. It's over. It's done. I love you. You're not guilty anymore. You're not guilty anymore. The Bible tells us that through the blood of Jesus that was shed for us, we can confidently approach our Heavenly Father and have an intimate relationship with Him as He puts His arms around us, says it's over. It's forgotten. It's forgiven. Shame and guilt are based on a deception. A deception that diverts us from the truth. We need to stop thinking about and dwelling on our past failures. Our mistakes. I know that in this room this morning, there are probably several. But you're struggling. You're having a hard time not feeling guilty. You're having a hard time forgiving yourself. And you're struggling. And you feel unworthy. You're not able to grasp who you are in Christ. We need to stop focusing on the problem that has been dealt with once it has been dealt with. And we need to praise God that He forgives. Instead of meditating on the lie of Satan, meditate on the truth of God. Deal with that imagination. Have that stronghold demolished in your life. That place where Satan knows he can hold you. Deal with it. Hear the word of the Lord. Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. See, I'm speaking to you this morning the truth. Right now, Satan may be whispering in one ear a lie, but what I'm telling you is the truth. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ. Psalm 103, 2 and 4. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. That's the truth of the Lord. That's the truth of the Lord. That's the truth that'll set you free from guilt and shame. To know that that price has been paid. God wants us to become new creations. Why is that? Why does He want us to become new? Because He wants us to be able to forget the past. When we accept Christ, we are no longer the same person. We are made new in Him. And with my old self that dies, so does all the failures, so does all the mistakes, so does all the sin, every transgression dies with the old as I become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, old sins, old lies, they're passed away. All things have become new. You're not guilty anymore. Hear that. Hear that in your heart of hearts. Come against that stronghold. You know, Satan's crafty. He knows which button to push. He knows which lie we're believing. Hear this encouraging word. Hear this one in your heart of hearts. Let it be your cornerstone for this matter. Philippians 3:13, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. You're not guilty anymore. I'm not proclaiming it in my own flesh and through my wisdom. I'm proclaiming it to you through the inerrant holy Word of God. Hebrews 8:12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and iniquities. I will remember no more. Would you allow the Lord to cleanse you this morning? Would you allow that stronghold of guilt and shame to be demolished in your life? For some it may not exist, and hallelujah. But for some it's there. And it's real. And it's destructive. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. For you're not guilty anymore. Come with your sin. Come with your mistakes, your failures. Lay them before Christ. Lay them before Jesus. And receive mercy and grace. And you'll be able to walk out that door today knowing that you're washed in the blood of Christ, that you're forgiven. It's dealt with. It's done. Okay, boy. It's over with. It's over with. I love you. Some of you are tired of the struggle. You're not guilty anymore. I've shared more than enough truth to overcome any doubt, any resistance, any hurdle. You're not guilty anymore. In the name of Jesus, by His blood. If you've repented of your sins, I proclaim by the power of the Word and in the Spirit, you're not guilty anymore. Mercy is yours. Grace is yours. Abundant grace, amazing grace is yours. Forgiveness is yours. All through the amazing power of His love. Power of His love offers forgiveness.